to Tango Mobile.
Excuse me, how you doing?
I'm doing.
Yeah, just doing some computer upgrades here. I didn't realize when I put a faster processor in this other one, now it's the fan and the thing sounds like a leaf blower.
Two go bad, and of course, thing that doesn't dirt get in there and stop them up, so you need to keep them clean, and all I take and clean out mine on a regular basis.
Well, dang it. You open it up and clean everything with the can of compressed air. Yeah, no, I just did a CPU upgrade. That's why the fan got very noticeably louder, because now the thing's running twice as fast. If I had known that, I would have tried to get a quieter fan.
Sometimes it doesn't, it's all in what you look for. And of course, you can always order another one and get it and put it in later.
We're consigning this machine to the back room with the other server. It doesn't necessarily have to be right here on my desk. It could be anywhere in the house.
As a server, probably. And I'll... Oh, and I got about a half dozen places I've got to go today, unfortunately.
Much what it is a server. Actually, it's part of W4DJW's computing grid. He was asking before if anyone has excess computers, have them working on this, the protein molecule problem. Among other things. It's one of those problems where there's a quadrillion calculations you gotta do, so they farm it out to machines, whoever has a spare machine.
A couple of friends that are part of that thing in other states, and in fact, a couple of them, the two that I know, actually get paid a little bit every month for the fact that somebody else can use their computing power when they're not.
I'll ever have anywhere near that much. If computing power were dollars, I'd be living in a cardboard box right now. But, W4DJW asked me to do that, so, yeah, he said anyone with spare computers, put them in the cluster.
Friends got both of them. Interesting, an awful lot of people over here at this school today. Starting to see a lot of people here. Anyway, he's got two server rooms that he's got quite a bit of computing power in them. And a couple of companies came to him and made him a deal, they don't want to have to maintain the big server rooms of their own. So what they do is they basically rent time on his servers and to do their computing with. They've got an in-house system, but then they also used his system to get some extra power when they need a bunch of computing done. So he doesn't get rich off of it, but he says it's a nice little check every month.
Two or three orders of magnitude more computers than I have here. So he's got a little server farm at home.
And he does quite a bit of stuff. He does computer work, but he also has, he has a nice little computer farm. And for a couple of companies, he hosts their websites and things like that. He does website hosting. But he got a chance to make some money off of it, and he upgraded his server farms to fairly large, and these people actually, use it. And well, I'm arriving at my first stop, so I got to jump out of here. I got to go into the post office, got to get some stuff in the mail, pick up some stuff from the mail, and maybe even a couple of packages which are supposed to be here today. Talk to you later, Glenn. KD2BNJ, W2T, 73.
KD2BNG, okay. We'll talk to you later, 73s. You have a good day.